Okay, so real quick, man. I was sitting down eating my daily lunch in this restaurant up the street, and I was drinking a beer, and I came across this article about this 9-year-old Caden is bullied over his dwarfism so bad he wanted to die, right? Now, I wanted to talk about this on deeper fucking levels as a man. And also keep in mind I have been drinking, but okay, keep in mind I've been drinking, so I may venture off from topic to topic. But my alcohol consumption has do I'm not using that excuse if I say something offensive. If I say something offensive, then it's just gonna be offensive. Fuck it. But this is what I think about this shit. Okay. This kid, he suffers from dwarfism. He's small, you know, has short limbs, blah, blah, blah. I get it, you know. I don't see anything weak about him. I don't see, and he's very strong-willed. He's mentally there. He's mentally aware. He knows exactly what's going on. Yeah, I mean, he's a kid, and mommy's sitting there next to him. You see, the worst thing that I think, because okay, first I'll go into the worst thing, then I'll go into my history on this. The worst thing that I think anyone can do, even with the, because I'm even reading deeper into it, and there's celebrities that are going like, "Hey, I'll be your friend." Like, see, I think that's the worst fucking thing you can do to a kid in this position, okay? On deeper fucking levels. And see, this is where like the fucking Hugh Jackmans, these motherfuckers, see, they don't know this shit because they were always born fucking, you know, the tall kid in the class, the kid that some girl wanted to kiss something. See, like, these celebrities, these people who are like trying to send out these videos, they're like, "I'll be your friend." See, they don't know what it's like to not be wanted on a day in, day out basis. You see what I'm saying? The worst thing you can do to a kid, especially in a situation like this, where he suffers from like a clearly visible situation where he's being picked on and bullied, the worst thing you could do is walk up to this motherfucker and say, "I'll be your friend because you're this and that." You see? Because the reality of it is, and see, this is where like motherfuckers like the fucking celebrities, "I'll be your friend," and "I feel sorry for you because you have this situation." See, the deeper real reason why that's the worst fucking thing you could do, and I'm gonna take because I had this situation. The worst thing you could do is like a person because they're a dwarf. You see what I'm saying? Because it's not really fixing anything. It just made it a little more comfortable, but you're still overlooking the human. You see what I'm saying? You're overlooking the person that you're still only the person is still only being judged because they have X situation. They're a dwarf, they're mentally handicapped, what have you. They're still getting attention strictly because of that. You see what I'm saying? And see, this is what the fucking everybody claims they feel. See, this is why I've always had a deeper contact with people who suffer from whatever, you know, biological situation they had going on, whether they had autism or what have you. I've always had a deeper connection because I knew how to look at the person and not look at the wheelchair or not look at the you know the 2 foot tall motherfucker. Like, look at the fucking person, you see what I'm saying, and listen to them and be there with, you know what I'm saying, and be there with the person. Don't be there with the wheelchair, you see what I'm saying. Don't be there with the 2 foot tall motherfucker. Don't be there with the blind person. Be there with the fucking human. You see what I'm saying? Because see, that's what's gonna fix this shit. You still liking them because they have an issue is not fixing anything. You see, it all it's doing is just now they're uncomfortable. Now all it does for them, it makes them more uncomfortable. Okay, at best, it's gonna make them uncomfortable because they're still being liked because or they're still getting attention, even though it's positive attention. They're still getting the attention because of X situation. And the worst case scenario is they start to get off of receiving attention, receiving positive attention for being in a wheelchair. So now they want everybody to respect them simply because they're in a wheelchair. And I've seen that happen. And motherfuckers in wheelchairs get like super cocky and all this type of shit because you're supposed to still respect them simply because they're in a wheelchair. You see what I'm saying? Like that, it's like, see, with situations like this, for people who've never been through shit like this, like the dwarfism kid or something like that, see, it's very hard for them to understand it. And I think what I say is so real to them that they get afraid, and then they want to say that I'm evil. Okay, but no, what I'm saying is not evil. What I'm saying is so real, they can't comprehend it. Look at this motherfucker like a human. Be his friend because he's a human. Don't be his friend because he's a dwarf. Okay, that you, because you ain't, you doing the same shit the bully's doing. You just doing it in a nicer format. That's all. But it's still that you still not, nothing's being born. Nothing positive is being born out of this other than, oh, I should receive attention because I'm a dwarf. That's all. That's the only signal you send to this motherfucker. That's it. You see what I'm saying? And then even deeper, then I mean, see, this is why I say in all my videos, never fucking, boys and men should just never ever follow a woman, because what did the mother do? What the only thing women know how to do, get attention. What she do? Sit up and record him crying, literally like this, just watching him cry for 10 minutes. Oh yeah, baby, yeah. Oh, I told you the schools are evil, and just watching her old son just recording. Because that's all bitches know how to do. All bitches know how to do is get attention and teach motherfuckers to cry for what they want. That's all they fucking know. And especially boys and men should never follow a woman. Ever. Never. You should, like that is the worst scenario on the planet as far as raising children. Letting a woman raise a fucking boy. In 9.9 times out of 10, that's the worst scenario. But the reason why I can talk about this as freely as I can is because I always had hair problems growing up as a kid, and I went completely bald after my mom had died. Maybe I was 14 when my mom died, and I had braids, and I went bald. Like, when I had like long hair, and I started getting bald spots, and it was just awful, man. I would get bullied and picked on like day in, day out, blah blah blah. Like, so I've been there, I've been there. My issues were never like something that would keep me from doing something else in life. Like I said, I still went to the military. I went to college. You know, I played football. I still did all that shit. So I was lucky enough to where, like, with my situation, like, I could still participate in shit. And like, it didn't hold me back. See, now he suffers from dwarfism, so his situation is different. But I'm not trying to say he's weak. By no means. When I watched that video, I didn't see it. The only weak bone I seen in him was his dumb bitch of a mother sitting up there recording his ass, getting him to cry more and more, and just watching him. That's the only weak part I seen was watching his fucking mom sitting up there recording him. That's the only weakness I seen. As far as him as a person and that core of that intelligence working and that brain working, I ain't see a weak bone in his body. Not a one. Not a single one. Bitches will. Men don't. Okay, because I tell you what, because I tell you exactly how you fix that. One, you got to get him focusing on something else. Okay, you got to get him focusing. But see, bitches don't know how to do this. All bitches know how to do is to cry, get attention, try to suck dick to get attention. That's all they know. Anything too far out of that, women don't know what to do with them. Okay, like I guarantee, if he stays stuck with her, he's going to pretty much turn into a soft boy bitch. Or be craving attention, or he'll just go into some gay fucking BDSM shit because now he learned how to get off to it, because that's what his mom, that's all a mother can teach a boy. Mothers do not know how to teach boys how to get strong, okay? And in the world, how do you get strong as a man? Women don't know. Ask any woman that. You're like, I don't know, he's just supposed to be strong. That's just what a man's supposed to do. I don't know. And I'm just going to tag along in the last 5 minutes and be strong with him. Like, bitches don't know. You see what I'm saying? Stop. Like, this is why I say in my other video, don't pay bitches attention, because bitches will always lead you down a fucked up path in most cases. Unless she's fucked up already and she needs a protector in her life, she, like, women, their brains are not made for this. You see what I'm saying? They're not. See, this is why the fucking rap, what's that rapper? Young Jock, because he run around wearing dresses and shit, because he did what he was brought up watching. His fucking mother, a single mother. He wasn't brought up with no man. Man, I'd go on about that for hours, man. But okay, look. But where I wanted to go is how you fix that shit. Because like I said, because I've been through it. I don't see one weak bone in that nine-year-old's body. I don't see a weak bone. I don't see a weak brain cell in him. I see nothing weak in him. Okay, a woman will, because women go,
Oh, maybe I should record you.
Like, no. If I look, I'm there. Look, if I'm there, I mean, first off, I'm ignoring all that shit. Okay, all that.
He bullied me.
First off, that's getting ignored. Step one. Step two, we gonna focus on something else, and we gonna focus on something that's gonna make you strong. Okay. So right now, I can look at him. Okay, he's a dwarf. So he, this motherfucker ain't gonna be walking around carrying an M16 and shit like that. It's just the reality of the situation. So step two is we got to start working that brain out, all right? We going to teach this motherfucker chess. We going to get him involved in learning different languages. Or we'll get him involved in computer programming. We going to get this motherfucker something that he's going to have some value in this world, okay? Because sitting up being a fucking dwarf and crying ain't shit. You got to get your motherfucking ass up and become something in life, all right? And you got to work. So with his situation, he's pretty much going to be limited to his brain. He's going to have to work that brain out. And then after that, look, and every time they bully him, look, then we're going to hit that computer programming language, whatever the fuck, we're going to hit that even harder. Because you got to teach him to redirect all that pain into something. Because, see, right now, it's just pain. I'm just crying. I get attention. That's all that's happening. Because that's all women do. See, women don't really do these things well. They're programmed to get things because they're women. They don't know how to consistently, you know, turn negative into positive. If you notice, throughout every woman's life, it usually goes positive simply because she's woman and people want to fuck her. And after that, it just completely just consistently goes negative every since then. You see, because women are built to build things in life. You see, with that kid, like I said, he's a 9-year-old dwarf. He's crying because he wants to kill himself because kids are mean to him. I get it. Kids are mean. I get it, okay? But if I was that kid's father, look, we get him involved in something to shift that focus off of that and focus on something else. And he's going to learn how to take it out on that. And then see that's going to turn him to be so gangster in whatever he directs it towards that nobody's going to be able to touch him, you see? But if you let a bitch run him, oh, none of that's going to happen. He's just going to keep crying. He's probably going to kill himself. If he stays around his mom and his dad's not around and not allowed to do what he wants to with him, he gonna end up killing himself or becoming a faggot or some shit like that. Because that's all women know how to teach little boy. They don't know how to teach. They don't know how to teach shit. Women don't teach shit. You see what I'm saying? They coddle shit, but they don't teach shit. Like I said, with him, if I was his dad, like I said, I watched the whole video of him crying, sitting in the car seat. I don't see a weak bone anywhere in his body. I don't see a weak brain cell in his brain. I don't see a weak thought. No, I don't see any of that. What I see is a little boy who's being led by a dingbat bitch mom who is going to lead him down a fucked up path. That's all I really seen in it. That's all. Because like I said, man, I don't know. Like that shit, that bullying shit. And then, like I said, these fucking actors and shit, like, I'll be your friend because you're a dwarf. Like, no, like, you're doing the wrong shit. You're paying, you're giving him attention because of his issue. So you're not doing and you're not helping. But just because it feels good doesn't mean you're helping. Teach this motherfucker something. You know what I'm saying? Teach him how to be strong. Because see, once he becomes strong, then you ain't gonna never have, then he's never gonna need another friend like that again. All right, not need a friend. He may want a friend, but you teach that motherfucker how to be strong, and then see, he won't even remember this time period. But if he keeps hanging around his mother, who's going to keep doing shit like this, oh, he's going to live off this shit for the rest of his life. This constant circle of, and see, that's what women teach little boys, and they never balance out. You see what I'm saying? They never do. They never do, man. It's good, man. That was the reason why me and my ex-wife fell out. Because I told you, she had a small kid. And that's what she did. That's what women coddle the children. They don't teach them shit. You see, and the worst thing is when a woman gets left alone with a little boy. That is just the worst. Because like I said, now if a woman's left alone with a little daughter, well, women can always just sell pussy, so they'll be fine. But a little boy, no. A woman with a little boy, all she's going to do is raise him to be a bitch. All she's going to do is raise him to be a mentally unstable, slightly feminine guy. That's usually what comes out of that. Now, sometimes they may end up 6'8" and playing for the Cleveland Cavaliers. Sometimes that happens. But at the core of it, if you dive deep into that, you know, emotional area with him, he's going to be that. That's what he's going to be. Okay, the mental stability is not going to be there. Okay, and the emotional stability is just not going to, because that's what women teach. They don't know. They can't. It's because it's what they are. But yeah, man, I don't know. That bullying shit made me mad because. Yeah, I don't know, man. That just pissed me off. But yeah, that's my video.